The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis in Makis brings the Medrash of Vashalot Tzodor Alikivir Alikim Ino Liyodoy, that if there was a person who killed somebody else, Peshoigeh, and he did not go to Golos because nobody saw that Averu, was committed below Edim, so then the Rabban Shalom will bring about a situation where ultimately he will have to go into Golus. And the Rabban Shalom will make sure that everybody gets their just desserts. The Rambam, as far as the din of Retzech B'loi Edim is concerned, the Rambam teaches us a very interesting chiddush. The Rambam is in Hilchos Retzech, Perek Vov. And the Rambam says as follows, Ratzchonim, where there was only an Eid Echod, somebody killed somebody else, and there was only an Eid Echod to testify that the act of murder was committed, or somebody killed B'loi Hasro, Uki Yoytzi Bazeh, Im hargon goyel adam ein lohem dam elu. The loyte he kal mehorig b'loy kavon. The halacha is, we know, that a person who commits ritzicha, we're learning about somebody who is guilty of ritzicha, and it was a shogeg, but it was a shogeg that there was a certain amount of negligence involved, it wasn't karev loynis. The halacha is that a goyel adam has a right to kill the rotzeach. And the halacha is that the same is true if it was b'meizah b'loy hasro, obviously, it's no worse than a shoygeh. But the Rambam adds, ratzchonim be'eid echot. This is a very interesting halacha, because we know that all capital punishment and all dinei mominis and davar shebe'evah, we've discussed this, can only be verified in Bezdin with two eidim. One eid shows up in Bezdin and says that he saw Reuven kill Shimon. The halacha is then the goyel adam could go based on the testimony of eid echot, could go kill the Ratzach. And the Ravid asks, do we rely on an eid echot? We don't rely on an eid echot to be mitzi $100 from Reuven to give to Shimon. To say that a woman is married, we don't listen to an eid echot. And we listen to an eid echot to give a goyel adam a right to be goyel dam and to kill the Ratzach of his relative? How could it be? I'd like to discuss this Rambam and bring out some of the important details of the, again, halacha l'maaseh it's not, but to understand better the system of capital crime and to understand that as well as the formal system of hasra and oynish, that Bezdin had a right to inflict capital crime for certain averis. Based on Torah, there were also certain extra legal steps that Bezdin had a right, as protector of the public welfare, to take in order to protect Klal Yisrael. And we'll discuss some of these halachas. The Kesem Mishnah deals with this Rambam, and he answers that the Rambam is not referring to a regular Eid Echot. He says that's Pashut, that if an Eid Echot comes along and says that Reuven killed Shimon, the Goyel Adam cannot rely on the Eid Echot to inflict capital punishment on the Reitzeach. An Eid Echot is not enough. It's not Nemon for any Dinim Chamur. It's only Nemon for Isurim. So the Kesem Mishnah proposes, Chiddush, that when the Rambam says Eid Echot, he doesn't mean a regular Eid Echot in the classic sense. What the Rambam means is Eid Echot of Eidus Miuchedes. We learned in the Sugya of Davov that by capital punishment of Dinim Misa, if the two Eidim had not seen the crime together, even though the two of them come to Bezdin, we don't look at them as a kat of shtei eidim. We look at them each as a separate eid echod. We learned that by dinei mamon is therefore an eid echod who is considered an eid by itself can be mitzarev to the other eid echod. They can therefore be considered two eidim to be moitzi mamon. However, by dinei nefoshes, the capital crime can only be paskined on in Bezdin with two eidim, not with one plus one. And the Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam is talking about such a case. And he explains that Achronim are Marchiv Dvorim. They explain what the Kesem Mishnah means. That Be'emis, when there are two Eidim, an Eid Echod, that saw from one window, an Echod saw from another window, Be'etzem, we know the truth. We know that Reuven killed Shimon. There are two Edom, and the Torah said the two Edom are believed. We don't accuse them of lying, and we believe that they tell them the truth. However, this exists a kosuv that the tsura of Kabbalah's Edus is only when the two are made together, and that's only when they saw the act, the crime, being committed together. However, since Bezdin knows that this is the truth, Bezdin knows that Reuven killed Shimon, it's no worse than if Reuven had killed Shimon b'shegem. If Bezdin knows that to be true, Bezdin will permit for Goyal Adam, obviously as long as the Ritzach is not in the Ir Miklot. And over here also, Bezdin in actuality knows that Reuven killed Shimon. If there's Edus Miuchedus, then the truth is revealed. Reuven killed Shimon. However, we cannot use in the formal system of Kabbalah's Edus, Psak Din, and carrying out capital punishment, we cannot use these Edim to carry out that punishment. But since Bezdin knows, the Goel Adam system does come into place, where since we know that Reuven killed Shimon, the Goel Adam would be permitted to kill him. This is the Kesem Mishnah. We see from here a very important concept. We're learning in the second parak of Makis, and there's much discussion about the role of the Goel Adam, who's allowed to kill. What type of system is this? Is this some type of hot-blooded, take the law into your own hands, he killed my brothers and now I'll shoot him down type of system? The Mefarshim explained that the system of Goel Adam is the Torah's way of protecting the sanctity of human life. The greatest avera in the Torah is a zilzal in the sanctity of the life of every single Jew. And when an act of ritzicha occurs, which clearly shows a certain level of negligence and lack of concern for other people's lives, in order to protect the musogim of Kedusha Sachayim, there has to be, Shamshon Val Hirsch talks about this barichus in Parshas Maaseh, and that's why the psukim that talk about settling in Eretz Yisrael are coupled in 3-4 different places in the end of Sefer Bamidbar and Sefer Dvarim, together with the Parshas of Yom Miklat. Over and over and over again, whenever the Rebbeinu Shlalom talks about dividing, whenever the Torah talks about dividing up the Nachlus of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah talks about Ori Miklat. The reason is because the basic tenai of life, of Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael, is a harocha, a sanctity, an understanding of the Kedusha of every single Yiddish breath and every single drop of Jewish blood. And when there's a recklessness which engenders a Maisir Tzicha, even though that Maisir Tzicha was B'shoigeg, there has to be a system in place that will bring about a rectification and show us what the severity of that crime is. And the Torah mandated system for that is that the relatives of the person who was killed will be oymen al domoy to show that his blood was not spilled without anybody going after that retzach. It's if we want to use a word, it's an extra legal system in order to ensure that Kedusha Sachaim is protected. This is the way the Mefarshim, and even though this is al derech ha-godah, but it's true in a halachic sense, what the Kesem Mishnah is saying, that even though capital punishment cannot be inflicted by Edus Miuchedes, that as far as the Goel Adon said, as long as we know that the act of murder was committed, the Goel Adon will be permitted to kill him. This is the Kesem Mishnah's explanation. And the Taz, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, the author of the Taz wrote a Sefer Al HaTorah called Divrei David, and in Parshas Maaseh, he explains the Rambam in a little bit of a different vein, but the idea, I think, is the same. The Taz explains, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph, that there was a halacha of koinsin l'kippah. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's, so to speak, an extra legal din, where even though Bezdin kills Roitzchim only under certain defined conditions, and with many restrictions, as we've discussed in the previous shurim, the halacha is that if Bezdin knows that somebody is a murderer, the halacha is koinsin oisin l'kippah, that Bezdin can lock the person up in a place and literally starve that person. It's when the Bezdin is sure that that person is a threat to human life, the Bezdin can act in ways that are, so to speak, extra legal. It's not written in the Torah, it's halacha moishim sinai. Extra legal powers that are the same way there's halacha that Bezdin can take away money when they feel it necessary, hefker bezin hefker. So halacha that bezin even has the power over life and death in order to protect, the society from a from a threat, from Ritzicha and from a threat to human life. And the Halacha says the Taz, that the Rambam is telling us that this, the same way Goyal Hadam will be allowed to kill a Ritzach with Edus Miuchedes, the same is true, Bezdin will be Machnas Lekipa. It's enough that Bezdin is actually in possession of information that this person is Ritzach, even if it cannot go through the normal channels of bringing that Ritzach to justice and killing him with the din of Mises Bezdin, because it was Edus Miuchedes and not two Edim being made together. But as far as the extra legal din of Kainzel Lekipa is concerned, the Halacha is Bezdin will have a right to be Machnas in Lekipa. The same is true, other Acharonim say. There's a halacha that ain't hogim api umdino. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings a case where a person ran after Shimon and chased him with a gun, waving a knife, obviously, into a deserted ruin. 30 seconds later, Edim saw him run out with a bloody knife, and they go and they see Shimon wallowing in his blood. Shimon died of a stab wound. It's very obvious that what happened over here was Reuven chased him in and killed him and ran out. But since the Edim didn't see it, there's a halacha that ain't horgim bebezna al pi umdino. The halacha is, the Taz says, that to be machnas oysa lekipa we are al pi umdino. What's the pshat? The pshat is, since we know it to be true, then the regular legal channels of ritzicha and punishment that are applicable in Dine Bezdin will not apply, because these halachas of Goyal Adam, of protecting human life, Ayidei the vehicle of Goyal Adam, and protecting society, protecting Klal Yisrael from Roitzchim, which is practiced by Bezdin with the extra legal device called Koin Sinoi Selekipa, will be true without the regular system of Bezdin, which needs Edus, which needs Kach de Edim, which needs Edus Re'io, and not Edei Umdino. What's interesting is, despite the Mahalach of the Taz and the Kesem Mishnah, it would seem from the Me'iri, and the Avzayin of the Bez, that he had a different understanding of this Rambam. The Me'iri brings this Rambam, and he seems to bring the Rambam as referring to Manush Neid Echot. And this is very hard to believe. As the Ravid said, if Neid Echot does not have a Koyach to validate events that are pertaining to Dine Nefashis, then how can we believe in Eid Echod that we as a Bezdin should be mad to the Goyal Adam to go kill the Aritzer? What seems to be the pshat of the Me'iri, and this is also discussed in the Evan Oslam, this Rambam, in Perek Vav Mehilchus Ritzer, is that the Rambam is not referring to a Lechetchila situation of Bezdin allowing the Goyal Adam to go after that Ritzer based on Eid Echod. What we're talking about is over here, that there was an Eid Echod that was made, that Reuven killed Shimon, and the Goyal Adam took the matter into his own hands and killed him. Now, the halacha would normally be that if somebody would come along and kill somebody else, and then Edim incriminate this Ritzach, and the person, the Ritzach, in his own defense, claims that he's only acting as a Goyal Adam. He killed a brother that I had that was living in a different country. Of course, we won't believe him. If we have no evidence and we have nothing in front of us that tells us he has a din Goyal Adam, he'll be chayiv and he'll be killed as a Ritzach. What about if there's an Eid Echod that said that Reuven killed Shimon? Will the relative of Shimon be potter, be let off the hook as a Ritzach, if he then turns around and kills Reuven? The Me'iri and the Evan Oslo are telling us that yes. And the Osameach in Per Gimel Mehilchus Melachim explains this concept as letting the Goyal Adam off the hook, because there's a certain amount of evidence, even though it's not evidence that could be used in Bezdin, but letting him off the hook because there was a certain amount of evidence that he was acting as a Goyal Adam. He explains this with the concept that we just explained. He says that there are certain channels of justice, there are certain avenues of justice and systems that were created by the Torah, which are sort of extra legal systems. He brings as an example over there the system that a melech could issue a psak to kill somebody who's a murdered the Malchus without going through the regular recourse to Bezdin, with Edim, with Kabbalah Zedim, with Asroh, and so on and so forth. The halachis, he says, that the halachis of a melech to kill are not so much Bezdin and Oinshim from Maisei Averi that were done, like we explained the previous year, but it's a halacha nimusis. Nimusis literally means a system of mutual benefit, which is letikun olam, mamish the way we explained in a Ben Noach, the Osamech says that is what the din of a melech is. It's not the pshat that there's an avera called merid b'malchus that a melech kills for. There's a certain mahalach of establishing the authority of a melech in Klai Yisrael by giving him extra legal powers. The Bez Din, in order to protect the public welfare, or as we said with the Goel Adam, to protect the mitzius of Kedushas HaChaim, will have extra legal koyach, and will use the device of a Goel Adam, or Machnis Nois Lekipa, or a Melech that kills, in order to uphold the basic pillars of civilization, the basic foundations of Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael. And there the halacha will be, that evidence which would not be admissible in a regular Beis Din system of Dinei Nefoshos would be admissible, even if an Eid Echot is not Neman totally, but they're explaining, the Achronim are telling us, that an Eid Echot is enough to create by Beis Din enough reasonable suffix that the act actually happened, that if the Goel Adam killed him, we would treat the Goel Adam as having carried out his legal, extra legal, so to speak, extra legal duties, and he would not be chayef for the Ma'is Aver that he committed. It's interesting to have a discussion about whether, obviously, it's not practical. On a practical level, it's not very possible to give psachim of a goyel adon. The way we're explaining these type of dinim, the Ktzoyis in Simon Beis discusses that since we don't need a full psak din of a bezin, even though Bizman Azeh we do not have, being that we have don't have access to the smicha authority, which was given Moshe, and was nizbatel in the tkufa of the, and after the tkufa of the Amiroim. So the halacha is that we don't have the authority to punish capital crimes from the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. We don't. The Ktzoy says, however, to give a goy, for a bezin to give a right to a goy ladom to kill somebody who killed his relative doesn't need a psak din. All it is a extra legal device. In that case, Ktzoy says, maybe that's something that we could do also. Obviously, it's not very practical. But this is something that Ktzoy declares on a theoretical level. The one case where I've ever heard that the institution of Goel Adom should be Negea, tragically such a case is possible, was where somebody, I don't remember if he was a doctor or if he was a member of Atzola, was called to administer first aid to somebody who was, I don't know if he was in cardiac arrest or if he was in an accident, and he recognized the name of the person, or he recognized when he got to the scene of the accident, he recognized that person as having been somebody who had recklessly killed his brother many years before in a car accident. And that person said, as a Goel Adam, I do not wish to save the person's life. Here would be a case where, even though it's not practical bizman hazeh, to talk about giving permission for one person to kill another, it's not gonna fly over in our society. However, as far as not wanting to be the doctor in that case, or not wanting to be the Atzola member, to make that call, it's quite possible that he would be justified in his role, theoretically in his role as a Goel Adam. This might be totally in the Ktzoyis' discussion over whether Beis Din can, in a theoretical way, give reshus to the Goel Adam to be Oymin al Dam Ochen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.